So my name's Izzy B. Phillips. I play guitar and sing in Black Honey.
Amazing, thank you very much. So, Black Honey, you've just finished your tour with the Vaccines, and you've just come back before that with Nothing But Thieves. First of all, how did you find time to rest amongst that? That sounds like an absolutely jam-packed schedule.
Yeah, I didn't. Like today, yesterday, the day before, I slept for like hours and hours, and I'm still unpacking my suitcase because I just can't quite mentally work through like the 17 loads of washing. So I'm just like edging my way through each
Yeah.
day and trying to like normalize myself with normal sleeping patterns. Like I keep waking up at like 3 a.m.
What has it been like to tour with Vaccines? They're an amazing band.
Oh, so unbelievable. Like they're the actual pros, like they're so tight live. And the parts are written really sort of snappy, really fast, and they play it with like such precision. Like I feel like they're like precision goals for like the future for me.
And you've managed to get the chance to work and tour with some absolutely amazing artists. Are there any other bands and groups that you'd like to tour or collaborate with in the future?
Yeah, Cage the Elephant's my dream. The Killers, Lana, Courtney Love. I'd love to tour Queens of the Stone Age again.
There's some absolutely amazing choices. I can imagine those being absolutely brilliant. What bands and artists have you been listening to on tour? Have they been kind of the same as the ones that you want to work with, or are they quite different?
So at the moment I'm like psychotically obsessed with the Lil Nas X song, you know, there's someone to love me, I want. That one's like weird, like how obsessed I am with that. Had that specific version of that song on repeat. I think it'll get in my top song of this year's Spotify Wrapped purely from this tour. Then I'm really also like I love listening to the bands that I'm touring with at the same time because it sort of gives me a new insight to like how they edit their shows for live and like what they do, and that I find quite cool. And also I really love like I listen to a lot of podcasts and audiobooks as well. Like sometimes music can be like overwhelming. In the day, because there's so much of it in the evening.
You said about just then about how they edit their songs for life. How do Black Honey edit their songs for live performance? How does it change when you have obviously if you're recording in the studio, how different is it to go on tour?
Well, you have to make a lot of accommodations with cymbals, because like cymbals are like the same frequency as like my voice. So, and they're really loud, and then my microphone, because my microphone likes my voice, catches like loads of cymbals, so we always edit those a little bit, and then we do like backing vocals differently. Sometimes the boys will sing like backing vocals that I've sung on the record. We add certain like sections in where we'll be like, okay, we're gonna add like a hand clap here because that'll be fun to do and get the crowd going here. Or you just think about spaces or ways you can build like a deeper connection with an audience in the songs, and then sometimes as well, like a lot of artists write songs in a key and then they take the key down for live. But I'm actually like weirdly the opposite for some reason. Like if I sing loudly, because I've got a really high voice, if I sing loudly, it works better higher, but I prefer it on record a bit lower. So just little things like that.
And another kind of question about the kind of creative process, I suppose, as well, because I suppose that it becomes something that changes all the time on tour, like how the song exists on stage. So I guess another question, I suppose, about songwriting processes as well, about the actual music is being songwriters, how important is it to you guys that people understand the lyrics as you intend them to be understood when you wrote them? And how do you feel when audiences might interpret that differently?
Well, I'm quite a blunt person, so I always assumed that like people understood my intention with songs. But then once people find their own interpretation and their own meaning in songs, it becomes a little bit more poetic. I mean, I've had songs before where I think I know what they're about, and then I actually like go and learn, and I'm like, fucking hell, I was so off the mark. And that's the magic of it, isn't it? It's like everyone is just like implanting their own personal experience onto a situation, but as long as it speaks to them, then that's cool. Like I love that for music, you know.
Also kind of about the creative process. One of the things that I really personally love about Black Honey is how incredibly cinematic and atmospheric your music videos are, as well as the actual music in itself being absolutely incredible. what inspires those visuals, and does thinking about the visuals ever come in hand with songwriting during the actual initial creation of the music?
Yeah, some people see colours in films, but some people see colours in songs, but I see little scenes, little stills, or like concepts, or like colour lenses, like a palette. Hard to explain, but and then sometimes I quite like it when we make videos and they're not like specifically what I wrote in my head. They are like maybe a slight adaptation or interpretation, just to like broaden the, I think it gives it more depth and more like versatility as a concept than if it's like telling the story that you're literally telling. Because like when you think about film, for example, there's visually what it's telling you, and then there's the like dialogue on what it's telling you, and those can be like two contradictory things. Whereas like if it's telling the story the same way that the visuals are telling the story, it becomes like a kid's book, you know, and they're like, the Gruffalo went to the, and maybe even the Gruffalo has metaphor in it. Maybe it's just like, John went to the shop, and it's like, John going to the shop, but like, that's like literal to the sense where it like is reductive to the audience member.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you add like different layers to it, it gives them more like, it gives it a more intellectual property and like value, in my opinion.
I'm kind of going along with the theme of films and stuff. You've got like the David Lynch influences, the Tarantino influences, which is so, so sick. If a film was being written about Black Honey, who would you want to play you in the film?
Well, I don't know if I'd want her to play me, but I feel like she would be like the fairest booking, would be Drew Barrymore. That's what everyone tells me, that like who would play me, which I really like. But maybe I would like to cast like Winona Ryder, or like Brittany Murphy if she was still alive.
Amazing. Talking about Meadowlands, your upcoming appearance at Meadowlands, you're going to be performing as part of an absolutely stellar lineup alongside incredible acts such as Jerry Cinnamon, The Ratons, Mystery and Zuzu, Michael Aldag, so many incredible artists. How are you feeling about that?
Sick, yeah. It's always a privilege to share a stage with people that you respect for their work. I'm quite excited to see Zuzu. I've never seen her before.
Zuzu's incredible. I've seen her a few years ago. She's really, really, really good. So I hope you enjoy that. And have you been to Nottingham much before? Is there anything you particularly like about Nottingham?
Yeah, so the Bodega is like an old haunt. The cocktails and the bar downstairs are like absolute fucking boss. I love like the vintage shop next door.
Mm-hmm.
I love vintage. I love like some of the hipster coffee shops that they have like a bit further out of town. It's a city that feels like pretty formative to Black Honey.
How much time have you spent there before? If it's been particularly formative, is it?
I think it's because our manager's parents were in Leicester. Which is like, we did the cookie in Leicester, and then we did like the bodega a few times, and we did like dot to dot where we'd like open the bodega 1 year, and then the next year we'd go bigger, and then we did like, I think our first gig was in like the Red Room of the, do you know, in the Red Room, the little room upstairs, is mm-hmm. that right? I described that correctly. Is it called Red Room, the one that's next door to like Rock City? So upstairs a rescue room, so there's a little Red Room, and I think that was our first gig out of London.
Wow. So yeah. So Nottingham's quite important to the tale of Black Honey then.
Yeah, and then we did, and then we've done Rock City, and then we've also done rescue rooms, and then we've headlined it as well. Do you know what I mean? Like we've done like all of the steps up in it. And then what's the like big venue in Nottingham? What's the like?
There's the Motor Point Arena. That's the massive.
Play the Motor Point Arena with Royal Blood,
which is incredible. I bet that was sick.
Yeah. We played it a fair few times.
That's awesome. That's so cool. How will it compare doing an outdoor festival, or outdoor performance in Nottingham?
Well, I don't think we've ever done Have they even had like a festival there before? Like, I don't. That's not like the dot to dot or something. Like, I think it'll be really fun. I think that they're always like up for a good time, in the Madlands. So, and like my good friend Hannah, who does our merch, she's from there. So then we've had like a few funny nights out, like after shows, like where everyone's been drinking espresso martinis, and I like tattooed my band name to her wrong.
Amazing.
Like, spelled the name wrong. At like 5 a.m. on a night out.
But you sound like brilliant. I'm very, very Nottingham memories, I feel.
Very Nottingham nights out, yeah. I was going to say, we're kind of on brand there.
I love it, absolutely. It's
good there too.
Oh, we do have some good spoons. That's very, very true. What will be the, are there any tracks you're particularly excited about performing live? I mean, you've just had a massive go at performing loads of songs live. Is there anything new that we might see at Netherlands?
Yeah, so we've got a song off the new, a new piece of work that we're going to release. I don't know how to describe it. We have a song that's off of a new piece of work that might be coming out soon.
That's very exciting. Extremely exciting. Are there any other exciting things that are on the horizon for Black Honey?
Yeah, main stage Reading and Leeds, baby.
No, I can imagine that's exciting as well.
Yeah. And then we've got like a bunch of other festivals, some European stuff going on, and a lot of the videos and things coming soon.
I saw your post about looking for non-binary and female upcoming directors. That, yeah, I know that's something that's really, really important to you as well, just in general, the diversifying and creative process and getting more voices heard and more voices involved in the conversation. So I think that's brilliant. Just okay.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited to go and go through all of those. It's going to be cool. Like, I just feel like women and non-binaries are the only perspective that like is worth exploring at the moment. We've got so many men on our team. Love the guys I work with, but there's just so many of them. So just improving the numbers as well, really making sure that we're like, I'm excited to find some new talent as well and like see how clever everyone is, you know.
Is there anything in particular that you think will connect you in particularly to a certain director that applies through that?
Yeah, I think it'll just be like the execution of their showreel and like if they can do like our style or if our style is something that they like do regularly.
Is there anything that you'd like to tell your own audience about? So one question that I think is really interesting to ask is, how would you describe Black Honey to somebody that might not have listened yet and that probably should?
I would not describe it and I'd be like, just go and listen and you can decide. Like,
love that.
I feel like it, like there's words are so limiting. Like there's so the reason why music exists is because words just fail us. So you write music so you can just like disappear into a whole other world. So I'd be like, it'll be easier if you just go to Spotify and press play than if I just like told you some descriptive words.
That's absolutely fair enough. That's a very good answer. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time. It's lovely to meet you. I'm very excited to see you in my dance.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much.